The first thing golf teaches us is humility. The second thing is empathy. And the third thing is patience. This quote from Chrissy Wilson, CEO of The Littlest Golfer, and I believe it's a good one. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We're producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up at the golf course and have a little fun while doing it.
Absolutely. So, Russ, tell me a little bit about this quote.
Well, I think it perfectly describes the quest to evolve as a player. First, we're all very, very terrible at this sport. And the next thing, we understand it's going to be a process and take a little bit of time. And then we see others struggle, and we can say, been there, done that. And lastly, we understand that we cannot force success in golf or life, so we need to learn patience.
Now, this isn't the first time that you've used a quote that golf is like life. So why does that keep coming up?
You know, Patty, I've lived most of my life around a golf course or at a golf course, and the correlation is just remarkable. Let me give you an example. Even you as a CEO and owner of a business were thinking about hiring for a position, and you finally narrowed your search to a couple of people. Interview them over a round of golf. Sounds strange, but you know, when they're out there, do they say, nice shot? Do they rake the bunker? Do they throw clubs? Do they count their score correctly? Do they play by the rules? Do they have a temper? Do they act inappropriately? Or on the other side, are they perfectly well-mannered and enjoyable to be around?
I've never thought about it that way.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it firsthand. It's really neat.
Okay, then golf is like life. I'm with you on that one. So, golf season, really kicking up into swing now.
It really is. I mean, Mother Nature won't let go, but when she does, which is probably just around the corner, I would say it's actually here. The course is getting busier. The Pepsi League meeting is set for May 12th at 5:30, and this year is going to be the same format, except the teams are going to be choosing the tee markers they prefer to play, and we're doing this to possibly gain four or five teams and get us at a solid 32, which will fill the course.
Okay.
The Match Play League is going to be set for Monday the 16th, and we're excited to have a new sponsor, ICS, which is Innovative Concrete Specialist. We are excited for their involvement and support. Also, the BTC Senior League is set for the 17th and begins play on May 31st at 9 a.m. The seniors will play most weeks on Tuesday morning and Friday morning.
So seniors do have a couple days to get out on the course.
Well, Patty, you know my saying, I often say the seniors only play in days that end in Y. Yes, they will get their money's worth and their time on the course.
Okay. What else is going on in May at Green Hills Golf Course?
Well, we're really excited. Just around the corner, May 7th marks the return of the Golf and Bowl Tournament. This year, we're hoping to gather a large interest for the event, and we've already have about a half dozen teams signed up with a couple weeks to go, so that's not common. Everybody's kind of last minute. They procrastinate. So we're excited about the start we have, and it looks to be a good one.
I just think that sounds like a lot of fun. So how many are on the team? How does this work?
Yes, thanks for asking. See, this year we're going to be calling it a member event. So if you're a season pass holder, we're going to host several events where you're going to get a discount on some of your play as opposed to someone who's not. It's a four-person scramble at the golf course and a four-person best bowl at the bowling alley, which means technically, you know, we have a four-person team. You make a strike, I get to skip that frame or just practice. We only count your strike in the first. Now,
okay.
The second, let's say you make a spare and I make a strike. Well, the other two can skip that frame. But basically, it is a best ball, and the cost is $30 for members and $50 for non-members. I think it's going to be a hoot.
Okay, what about tournaments in the month of May? I mean, this is kind of a tournament. What else? A strictly golf tournament?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is what I call a member event. It is a tournament. It's more of an event because it's not going to take up the entire course. But the Baptist Home will be having their event on the 27th, and it'll start at 1 o'clock. So that the BTC members will get their practice round in that morning.
Yeah, like you said, any day that ends in Y.
Correct.
Okay.
The following Monday, we will host the Bramble, which is our holiday Bramble for Memorial Day, and registration begins at 8:30 and play at 9 sharp.
Okay, always busy out there. So, thinking about last month's From the Links, all the junior events, I still can't believe how much is going on for the juniors.
Yeah, I mean, this is something I'm real excited about and proud about, but, you know, what we'll do is I'm at the stage of my life that I believe the most important part of golf is to give back and perpetuate our great sport. The juniors used to have a very strong barrier of entry to the sport, the cost and all of that. But with Brian Menace, our director, and the city of Chillicothe and myself, we've made starting golf as a junior so much easier. In fact, you know, cost will no longer be the issue for many of our events.
Let's be honest, clubs aren't cheap.
Well, no, they're not. And we also have that help from our favorite Hop Stuver, which brings me to the Hop Stuver Junior Series in review. It's going to have three of them this year. As I said, we're going to have four clinics, which are free of charge. We will dedicate most of our Sundays to summer free golf for those 11 and under with a tee time.
Uh-huh.
And only $10 for those who will take a junior out between 11 and 1 on those Sundays. So we're going to have an invitational to culminate the year. And I've just got off the phone with, I think, who's going to sponsor this event, but it's not solidified yet, but I'm really excited about the talk we had.
Okay, very good. Now, I just want to clarify something I have a question about. If someone takes a junior out on those days between 11 and 1, it's a $10 cart fee. Can they also golf?
You know, actually, they can. There'll be a lot of members to do that.
Okay.
But as far as the $10, it's only going to cost them $10
right
between that time, too. So $20 for the day on our golf course is a phenomenal
okay
break.
And that's what I just wanted to be sure, because that's really good.
Very good point, and I thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. Okay, so you have really thought this through, and juniors and others in the community just are going to have a lot of opportunities this summer. What's your favorite thing? You came back to Green Hills. What's your favorite thing about coming back?
Well, you know, seeing all the people, and there is a story I'd like to share. Last year, my favorite thing, would you believe, revolved around junior golf.
Okay, I can't believe you have a story.
Exactly. So what happened is some fellow by the name of Coach Smith, who I didn't meet, as most people know is our football coach, asked me if he could bring his football team out after two-a-days for kind of relax and cool down and have some fun and have a little team building. So I held an impromptu clinic, and I got the strongest player from the team, voted by peers.
Okay.
And I said, all right, let's see what you got. And this Casey, and his not his name, but
I was
Casey
say,
gave
giving
it a
names
mighty swing.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So he missed, of course, miserably. But then I talked him into closing his eyes and swinging easier. And on this is one of our tricks that we do, because people just try to attack the ball instead of swing the club.
Sure.
So what I did is I asked him to go ahead and make a swing with his eyes closed. And believe it or not, he hit it over 100 yards the very first swing. We all had a blast out there, and pictures were taken, memories were made, and this is why I'm crazy about the game, because you never know who's going to get caught, who's going to get bitten by the bug. So people really do not know how fun and interesting it can be until you hit your...
That's neat. That's a neat story. So, okay, golf in full swing, ha-ha. Any advice for your members and patrons for getting on the course this summer?
Yeah, I know that most of our patrons and members who have been listening have just heard me beat it into their heads. Please call for tee times. What it does is it's not that I'm, you know, trying to make sure everybody's, you know, prim and proper. It's trying to make sure that everybody has a good time out there.
Sure.
And if they arrive and they don't have a tee time and we have 3, 4, 6 in line, they're waiting 45, 50 minutes.
Right.
So I just ask for them to call for a tee time and look at the big calendars out in front of the pro shop, because it tells everybody what's going on every day of the week.
Okay.
So it's really good for them to do that. And lastly, I would ask that everybody take care of their course, you know, fix their ball marks, fill in their divots, stay on the cart paths around the green and tee boxes, maybe pick up some broken tees, that kind of thing. So we remember it's your course, so just take care of it.
Okay. Okay, so you got tournaments, you got everything going on. Let's wrap up the tournaments for us again.
Yes, thank you. Lastly, get signed up for all of our tournaments as early as you can, so the organizers have a chance to make preparations for that. Golf and Bowl, May 7th. Baptist Home, May 27th. And if we reach out a little bit, the Knights of Columbus will be June 18th, and the Missouri Corn Growers Association is the 24th. So those are what's coming up proper.
Okay. And that does it for the May version of From the Links.
Yes. Thank you, Patty. I sure have enjoyed it. And thanks, everyone, for listening to KCHI. This is Russ Madsen from the Links at Green Hills Golf Course.